231-347-3487. That's 347-3487. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to End of the Show, second half hour of hour number two here on this Wednesday, January 8th, 2025 edition. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. Kelly, make sure that you text me your question for Dr. Jeff next Wednesday. He'll be on in his normal time slot from 9:15 to 9:30. So make sure you remind me, send me that message again next Wednesday, and we'll get your question for Dr. Jeff then. Downstate Kim sending me some information, some links. I'm going to forward this to Dr. Jeff. Combination of ivermectin with benbendazole. There's a dosage guide, information, case studies, doses for parasites regarding cancer. So we'll get into that. We will share that with Dr. Jeff, and I appreciate the research, Kim. Thank you for the links. One of the things that we're going to be looking at, and I'm not really sure exactly the process. The process, which is going to happen down in Lansing. In responding to Donald Trump's statements made in Mar-a-Lago. Quote of the day yesterday comes from the Senate minority leader, because the Republicans still don't have the majority yet in the Senate. Senate Majority Leader Eric Nesbitt, in reaction to incoming President Donald Trump's statement suggesting that the Gulf of Mexico be renamed to the Gulf of America. Well, his quote in talking to reporters, who else is excited for a trip to the Gulf of America? So definitely ruffling some liberal feathers. The media, they don't know what to make of Donald Trump. Not even been sworn in yet. That won't take place until a week from Monday, January 20th, after the November election. Since November 5th, the race being called the morning of November 6th, Donald Trump has got more things accomplished without even being sworn in than some presidents do in 4 years of being president. Mark Zuckerberg went to Mar-a-Lago and met with Donald Trump, had dinner with him. And Donald Trump, I'm sure, relayed some things to Zuckerberg that caused him yesterday to come out with a press release, a video press release. Facebook is getting rid of all of their fact checkers, fact checking our posts on Facebook, deleting the posts, deleting accounts, suspending accounts, putting people in Facebook jail. All that is officially over. He's also going to stop having their employees being politically biased. Going to stop it. Going to absolutely stop all of this biased oversight that's been happening at Facebook. Now, one of the things you have to understand is the fact that these people are seeing major, major threats, I'm sure, by Donald Trump. Facebook, the corporation, Meta, just donated $1 million toward Trump's inauguration celebrations. Jeff Bezos of Amazon, he's also donated $1 million to the event. Others from Silicon Valley. Kind of an interesting thing that Zuckerberg actually said yesterday as well is that he is going to appoint Dana White, good personal friend of Donald Trump. We saw him at the national convention speak on his behalf. He is going to appoint Dana White to the Meta board of directors. I think that's something Donald Trump probably asked Mark Zuckerberg to do. Things are changing, folks. This is going to be lightning speed of how things are going to be with the president coming back. I had one friend, listener, texted me this morning and said, hey, are you going to request Zuckerberg reinstate your Facebook pages? I had 14 different pages in one way, shape, or form that I was the owner of, administrator of, various Facebook pages. We had over 127,000 followers. Well, based on a speech I gave down at the Capitol, talking about every county in the state of Michigan, all 83 counties should have a standing and trained militia working in concert with the county sheriffs. Also, having Matt DiPerno on my show talking about the fake kidnap plot, the FBI entrapment case about kidnapping Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Well, that afternoon, all my pages were suspended from Facebook. So I had a text message from Tim downstate saying, hey, Randy, are you going to restart your lawsuit? Are you going to ask for your pages to be reinstated? What is it that you're going to do now that Zuckerberg basically admitted wrongdoing under the Biden administration for the last 4 years? Well, we shall see. I'm going to put in a request for a review and let's see where it goes. Kind of an interesting side note. Vicky has a very small following on Facebook. Victoria Bishop for Antrim County Clerk. Well, they refused to post an ad boost that she wanted to share with everybody here in Antrim County. She targeted Antrim County specifically, talking about her letter to the editor. And Facebook declined, rejected the ad. So I've been fighting with them at night, trying to get things straightened out with them. They even threatened to delete her account if she didn't change something that she had put in the post. Didn't understand it at all. Because one thing she did was go into the job of Antrim County Clerk this past Thursday, January 2nd. This was her letter to the editor that she wanted posted in last week's editions of the local Antrim County newspapers. Dear editor, we hope everyone had a blessed and merry Christmas and enjoyed the ringing in of this new year, 2025. Here at the Antrim County Clerk's Office, we look forward to bringing in some new technologies to improve the customer service, quote unquote, of our office to you, the citizens of our county. please stop by and introduce yourself to me, Victoria Bishop. As your newly elected interim county clerk, I would very much like to meet you and discuss any ideas you may have for us to improve our office and the services we offer to the public. First, know that we have already started the process of your interim county clerk's office to begin accepting credit or debit cards for the payment of any fees that need to be paid to our office. Well, since the writing of this letter to the editor for January 2nd, she's already got it installed at her office. Actually, as of Monday, 2 days ago, the clerk's office has been able to accept credit cards for payments. Additionally, the letter goes on, we will be updating our website with all of our necessary documents with instructions on how to print them out at your home or business to save you time and money from having to come to our office to obtain those documents. Once filled out and notarized, you will be able to scan and send them to our office via an email. If there are any fees required for filing, you will be able to make those payments of those fees online. We will process your documents and return them to you via first-class mail for your records. As in the past, you will always be able to come into our office to obtain documents, fill them out, and allow us to notarize them for you and then file them with our office. We plan many more new and innovative improvements in our office in the coming months. Finally, please take the time to come and introduce yourself to my new Antrim County Deputy Clerk, Annette Marcus. Annette Marcus, of course, is the wife of former Antrim County Commissioner and State Representative candidate Christian Marcus, her husband. We're good friends with both of them. Vicky vetted Annette, looked at her resume, and decided to hire as her deputy clerk. Annette brings extensive business background with a true servant's heart to help me implement many new of the services to our office. Victoria Bishop, Antrim County Clerk. And Facebook wouldn't run that ad. Still has some problems. Final segment, hour number two. We'll be right back.
Do you have a fear of running out of money during retirement? Or maybe worried about another market crash as the one we experienced in 2008? I have solutions. Whether it's for education, family, retirement, gift giving, or simple protection of your hard-earned money, I have a number of contractual guaranteed payouts to choose from. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890. Serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
Did you know annuities are contracts, not investments, such as mutual funds? I illustrate to my clients what an annuity will do, not might do. It's all about guarantees. This is what is unique about annuities. They transfer the risk to the carrier to pay for the rest of your life. No other product on the planet can do that. Call Laura today at Bogdan Insurance, 231-264-6890. Again, 231-264-6890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Got a couple of text messages from Vicky's letter to the editor. Why would Facebook decline that ad? It doesn't make any sense. Well, all I can tell you is that Antrim County, being in headlines, not just statewide, but national headlines, over the 2020 election, the November presidential election that Cheryl Guy screwed up, that Vicky ran on to basically fix this office, clean up the qualified voter files, get rid of dead people and people that no longer live in our county, has ties or friends in Silicon Valley, still controlling what Vicky and even I put out or attempt to put out on Facebook. So we'll see where it goes. We'll see if I get my pages restored. We'll see. But for her to be denied to be able to run that ad as a boost, and she only targeted Antrim County. She did roughly about a 20-mile radius around the center of Bel Air, Michigan, the county seat. It was a small ad. It was only going to cost like $77 for a week to target Facebook pages in Antrim County. And they denied the ad. God only knows. But we'll continue to fight it and see where it goes. Now, I also just got sent a link from Brandon Hall's West Michigan Politics. He basically did a cut and paste, copy and paste of the Midwesterner story. That news source is run by Tudor Dixon, the former candidate for governor. Well, he basically copied and pasted her story into his website. I don't use Brandon Hall as a source for anything. He works for John Yab of Strategic National. He's a paid employee of his, and he's a media influencer posing as a news source. Sorry, not going to use it. He is a news wannabe source, and sorry, don't waste my time sending me anything from Brandon Hall. Another text message coming in. Vicky must be ruffling some feathers. Well, real short little inside information. With Cheryl Guy leaving the clerk's office, she served for 12 years. from 2012 through 2024. Vicki went into the clerk's office, fired up the computer, and it had been factory reset. Cheryl Guy deleted the operating system, all of the software programs that had been installed on it, as well as eliminating all of her files. When Vicki turned the computer on, it basically said, "Welcome to Windows." Completely cleaned out. Surprise, surprise. Well, working with the IT department, there's going to be some ways to get it restored, and Vicki will be sharing the information. If it's something I feel you need to know about, when she finds the information, I will pass it along to you guys. But I found it to be very interesting that she would do that to the Antrim County clerk's computer. So Vicki basically had a brand new computer sitting on her desk for Antrim County clerk with nothing in it. No records, no files, no templates, nothing. So we'll keep you informed as that progresses. One of the other last things I want to mention this hour, as we go forward, we are going to hear from state representatives and state senators regarding these huge solar farm panel farms that they're wanting to build up here in northern Michigan. Yesterday, we spoke with Ian Murphy about the one for Otsego County. Well, they're also proposing one down in Roscommon. I believe that's over 1,000 acres as well. So we'll be talking about all this on Friday at the downtown north location of the Iron Pick. Actually, I'll be packing up the computer and microphones and be heading over to the Iron Pick. I'm going to be broadcasting from the north location on Friday morning. And as soon as I get off the air at 12 noon, the meeting will start. I want to be there to witness and participate in the discussion. So that, again, you are invited, open to the public, this Friday, January 10th, 12 noon, Iron Pig on M32, downtown Gaylord, the north location. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey. Pistols,